Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
What's up, man? What's your name?
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, Earl.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to I was thinking, man, about, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about Republicans and Donald Trump this morning. And some may say an inordinate amount of time. But the more I've been reading about the response from so-called Republicans and conservatives on what happened with Donald Trump, the more I can't help but talk about where we are. And it, you know, this nation is in peril. It's in jeopardy. It's divided. You got people who are just absolutely insane, and, you know, who are making threats towards the FBI, many who should know better, and all because they want to protect a guy who's a thug and a criminal. And that's who this man is, and Donald Trump, and that's who he's always been his entire life. And you know, I got to thinking about, you know, I've been around a little while, and I got to thinking about what kind of people would be willing to defend a man who's a thug and a criminal, right? I mean, you know there's something that's not right with this man. You know it. And yet you're willing to protect him at all costs. What kind of person is that? And then I got to thinking about who those people are. And I got to thinking about my own life. And I got to thinking about, man, here are people who walk around kind of with their fist balled up, right? These conservatives, they got their fist balled up every day like they're ready to get into some action. You know, I'm ready to fight, you know. And I'm like, okay. You know, do you know people like that? In my entire life, which is pretty substantial now, I've had two fights. I didn't lose either one, but but I had two fights. And because my life was never, and you know, it's, and there were, I think, one when I was about 20 years old. And the other one when I might have been about, what, 19, 18, somewhere around there. But never have I, in all that time, in between, have I ever come close to getting into a skirmish with anybody. Because it makes no sense. What kind of adults, what kind of people, one, can't control themselves, don't know how to communicate without making threats about what they're going to do to somebody. Lunatics. So many people die in this country because they're adults, they can't control themselves, they don't know how, and they don't know how to communicate. So the only way they can communicate is to make sure they have a weapon. You know. Well, you know, I'm heavily armed. I've got all this ammunition. Why? These are the people who have been fighting all their lives. Can't get into a conversation with somebody without having their fist balled up. You know, you got people who sleep with their fist balled up, ready to fight in their dreams. That's what you have. Excuse me. And you want to know why children act the way they do. Because as adults, you have not learned how to communicate one with the other. The MAGA crowd is full of those kind of people. Yeah, at any, you know, time, the threats are being made about what they're going to do. People, adults, who are weak when it comes to communicating with people, have not had it their way. Donald Trump, I don't get my way. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my ball and go home. You know people like that. I remember people, young people, you know, who were in fights all the time. That's who they were. Physical altercations. Somehow, you know, the John Wayne thing. I'll show my manhood by knocking you out. Okay. So you hit somebody, you knocked them out. What do you get out of that? I don't understand that way of thinking. I never have. And even to this point in my life, I still don't. But apparently those people on the right, you know, don't understand that. Never have been able to come to a reconciliation with themselves about who they are. Not knowing how to deal with the anger that they have inside of themselves. And so this is how we handle it. I'm going to get me an AK-47. I'm going to get me an AR-15. I'll show everybody. That's the mentality that we're talking about. That's the mentality that is happening in this nation and so prevalent in this nation. You see it in children fighting at the drop of a hat. You know, my own children. And I'm sure they took that after my wife and I. Rarely, if ever, were in fights. I don't know. As far as I know, maybe one, maybe even not that. That's what's wrong in this nation. One of the main problems in this nation is that people need anger management. And I don't, you know, what makes you angry? There's some things that make me angry. But I know how to control my anger. And so I don't need a gun. You know, I know how to treat people. That's the number one thing. How do you treat people? You don't treat people as if they're not human. Unless, you know, you are some the conservatives and Republicans that I know and that I read about on a daily basis who totally disrespect people who don't agree with them and who somehow think that if you don't like the way I think, you know, we can go out back. I've seen it. You add to that weapons, and then you get what we see all too often, unfortunately, in this society. People who are willing to take other people's lives because they're too weak. They don't know how to control themselves. They're weak. So these folk who are running around talking about what they're going to do to the FBI? Cowards. Weak. But we're going to protect Donald Trump and what happened to him. You're cowards. Donald Trump doesn't need your support and you protecting him. You can barely protect yourself. You know, they did this to my man. So this is what we're going to do. Oh, you are. I told you I'm going to spend an inordinate amount of time pointing out what is going on, the hypocrisy of people, who many of them who call themselves conservatives, who now want an assault and an attack on the FBI, and who are so moronic that they believe that the FBI planted evidence on Donald Trump. Man, these people are dangerous. You know, how lame do you have to be to think that the FBI went into Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago and planted evidence on him? Why? What would be the purpose of them planting evidence on Donald Trump? What would they have to gain? You know, what would they have to gain by planting evidence on Donald Trump? I'm going to come back on the other side. Our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open. We're going to spend some time talking about the Conservative Party today and where they are. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.